NappyAfro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 272 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Jack Swagless. And I'm sitting there with my tag team partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the Flip-Flop King, a.k.a. the next-door neighbor, Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. What's going on? I'm in the building.
What's up, man? I want to give an early shout-out to Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We just came back from SneakerCon. Atlanta, you're beautiful and terrible at the same damn time. I appreciate you and I hate you.
So you're not going to tell them about the mansion party, Saul Wright? With the big booty bitches and the...
Okay, first of all, it wasn't quite a...
pieces and shit like that? Was I not supposed to say that? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
It's not quite a mansion party. It wasn't a mansion party. It was a nice little crib.
MTV crib type house.
It was a nice little updated spot in Atlanta that we were able to...
Saul Wright is rich. A mansion to him is not where he was at last week.
No,
he's from Texas, man. So everything's bigger in Texas. Saul Wright lives like J.R. Ewing and shit, bro.
Even by Atlanta standards, it wasn't a mansion. It was a nice little spot. It probably only had like 3 bedrooms. It wasn't that big a place, but it was a nice updated crib. You know what I'm saying? The double ovens and shit like that. It was a nice little spot.
I
saw a lot of money, like in footwear, while I was at SneakerCon. If you didn't go to SneakerCon Atlanta and you were in Atlanta, bro, you missed out. That one was lit. There's a lot of fucking shoes there. A lot of money being spent. I saw those Michigan 5s. The Michigan Jordan 5s, which are going for like $3,000.
Jesus.
I saw a bunch of Yeezys. A lot of fake Yeezys. A lot of young kids getting took. That's your problem and your fault. I saw a pair of Jordans that go for about $2,500 in hand. It was a lot of, like, even at... So, the after party, there was probably... And I'm going to be conservative. I'd say there's probably about $10,000 worth of shoes in that house. Mm. On people's feet. I'm not talking about this being passed around. This is on feet. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So let me ask you a question, Saul Wright. Yeah. You know, I used to collect cars when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of understand the market. Mm-hmm. But when y'all just like passing around shoes, do you be like, nah, don't touch them shits, nigga? Like, but they be wrapped up in plastic? Because I went in one store, they had them all wrapped up in plastic and shit. And I was just like... I mean, I guess that's to say the discoloring and shit, whatever like that. But, you know, like, do you touch shoes when you like, yo, look at these right here. You hold them?
So some of the vendors they'll have a shoe up and it'll say don't touch. You know, some of them niggas don't play that shit. Most of them are wrapped in plastic. But for the most part, when you're in that venue, like, you just kind of pick it up from other people. You only touch the shoe at the bottom. You don't manhandle the shoe.
Okay.
Because you understand, that might be a shoe you buying. You don't want nobody crusty fingers on that shit.
Yeah, nigga, so, eating fucking Takis and shit. Now you got some fucking Cheeto dust on your goddamn
joint. Yeah, you got some soggy cars, and them cars is like $1,200. You don't want nobody fingerprint on that shit. So for the most part, you go with the flow, and you understand. You grab them hoes by the bottom, you look them up a little bit, and then you put them back down. You don't grab out. For me, size 13, there wasn't a lot to look at in the venue. I got to be honest.
I think all the people that used to collect cars collect shoes now. I think that's what it is. Like,
that's money, bro. That's money.
If I wasn't so cheap, I'd get into that shit, bro. But I bought a pair of shoes the other day for $12, my nigga.
What were they?
Some Nike Flex Experience, some shit like that.
It's money to be had out here. You can get some shit for the road. Right,
laugh. You like fucking peasant.
No, because I'm laughing because one of the stops we went to Wish ATL. I don't really want to give y'all props because that whole experience was weird. But we went to Wish ATL, which is a sneaker boutique, and I had on my Formula 23 Jordans, which is just a little knockoff Jordan. It's for training. I got it for $50. Nothing special. It's an all red shoe. Nothing special. My boy that I was with had on some Christ the King LeBron 7s, which are about $500 tennis shoes.
Christ the King?
Christ the King. It's the high school that he went to.
I know that. That's why I was like, isn't it a high school?
Yeah. So he had on the Christ the King LeBrons with the t-shirt to match. Doing way too much. Stunting. You know what I'm saying?
Stunting.
Why did the nigga shout me out for having my Formula 23s?
Hey, for $50. I know he was mad as fuck. He was like, nigga. Nah. Outfit, nigga.
Hey, at the end of the day, he still got featured in Sneaker News. So, So I mean, he won, but it's interesting to see how people's eyes wander. And my $50 shoes got old boy's eyes. So,
what you got on is how you rock it's all right. Maybe you was rocking a little. Yours caught the eye.
Nah, it's a big ass red shoe, man. It's a red 13. You can't miss that shit.
Hey, man.
You gonna see that shit. But it was a good event, man. It was a good event. Atlanta's traffic.
So you're not gonna talk about strippers.
We didn't go to the strip club. No butt naked.
Went to the Blue Flame. Sorry, I saw your motherfucking snaps. All right, it was in the Blue Flame. People making it rain.
Well, first,
all right, spent all the Live Heavy money last week, y'all. Like I'm telling you, boy. Whoa.
You got to save them lives for when it works better.
All right, was doing the little money phone thing. He was like, "Germ, I can't hear you. Speak up." Germ, I can't hear you. All right, man. He was not Jack Swagless last weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
I was completely Jack Swagless, bro. Completely. Completely. But it was a good event, man. It was a good time. This week, we got another short show. We got a winner in the house, so we got to make sure that he can go and speak to the cadets, the trainees, the soldiers. So we're going to try and get the show
the
in.
The glads. The little gladiators.
The little gladiators. The little Spartans.
No, gladiators.
I'm sorry.
You get
sorry.
It right.
I'm sorry.
That's the top tier.
I'm sorry.
That's
the top tier. Look at him. You can't even say that to him now. Look at him. Chest so swollen, he can't even sit in the same room with the mic.
He's, man.
Huh?
I said we can't.
I thought you said we gay. I was like, wait, what was gay about that?
I said we can't.
Yeah.
It's the only time we say can't.
No, you say can't. You can't works. But no, anyway.
Can't is not a word we allow to say on the field. My boys know that's a cussing word. If I hear somebody say can't, we got a problem.
See that? See what happens when you start off 1-0? See what happens. Right. Well, we'll get into that when we get to the coach Germ update.
You heard it.
I want to let them salivate on that for a little bit. You know, leave them in anticipation. But speaking of football, everybody this week took a knee, nigga.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick's probably looking at y'all like, y'all some bitches.
Y'all some hoe-ass niggas.
Oh,
my God. When I did it by myself, nigga, y'all niggas left me out to hang. Only a couple niggas was riding with me. And now everybody, even your boy, He cleared it up for people the other day. He was like, listen, I was praying. It was like, I was in Missouri giving out jobs. I've been black, but I've been doing this for 22 years. I was like, Ray, nigga, stop it, bruh. But yeah, getting back to the big protests, that was a big news story. President 4-5, he was in Alabama at a rally and was like, you know, I wish one of my owner friends with these guys is kneeling, disrespecting the flag. I wish they were fired, sons of bitches.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now, when he said that, I was like, whoa, dude. Like, you calling somebody mama a bitch, bro. You calling a lot of niggas mamas bitches. And that didn't sit well with the NFL players, and we had massive knee taking.
It was weird, first of all, to hear him say that, because I don't even know why he brought it up at the rally. I mean, it's a great nexus of what was going on. You got football, you got Alabama, you got Bible Belt. It's a great nexus for you to say the shit, but it's so random for him to just bring it up.
But you know where he was. He know. Listen, your boy, he know what he's doing. He knows his audience, and he plays to the crowd. He's a great showman. He's the greatest heel I think we ever had in American history.
First of all, I will not attribute great to anything that he's done.
I said the greatest heel.
I don't give a shit. I would never attribute great to anything he's done.
I mean, so, you know, he knows how to rally the troops and rally up his base, and that's what he was doing. He was in Bumblefuck, Alabama.
Yeah.
And he said some shit to rile them up, and he did what he did. And then, you know, the NFL players responded.
They responded by everybody had some sort of staged lock arms, kneel.
Yeah, in solidarity.
What are you in solidarity of? Your mamas ain't bitches? Like, is that what we're protesting now? My mama ain't a bitch.
Even the owners that gave Trump $1 million was out there protesting. I was just like, how does that work?
This shit is ridiculous, bro. Just focus, man. Like, this has nothing to do with what the shit started. First of all, Colin was sitting for the anthem. He met with a fucking military person who said kneeling would be better, so he started kneeling.
Yeah.
And y'all let that motherfucker kneel his way into unemployment. Yeah. And now that Trump comes out and says that y'all are sons of bitches, now everybody's together, owners and shit. Ray Lewis coming out kneeling. We got people on Facebook kneeling. Motherfuckers is burning their season passes. And none of this has to do with the fucking reason that Colin was doing this shit. None of it.
If you're going to disrespect the troops and that my father fought for in Vietnam, I'm not going to be a Steeler fan anymore. Steelers, you can go to hell.
I mean, and they're burning. It's a symbolic burning. They're burning the physical copies, but you get digital copies with the shit. It's 2017. You can still print your shit out and go to every game.
And the bitches going to be at that game. They're either going to sell their tickets. They're not going to take that L on the chin. If I bought season tickets, I'm either going to recoup my money or I'm going to them goddamn games. Like, it's either or.
And we got some more jersey burning. How much do season tickets cost?
Depends. Like, the Falcons, if you got a PSL, let's just use the Falcons, for instance.
Right.
You have to buy the seat license, and then you got to buy the ticket. So seat license is around about, depends on where you want to sit. They could be as cheap as about $3,000. Right. They can go up to higher than that. And then you have to buy the actual tickets. But one thing about personal seat licenses is you own those seats. So if there's an event that's not football, you can buy, you know what I'm saying, you can get tickets for that because them are your seats. So, you know.
And people like the Redskins, there's a waiting list for the Redskins. If I remember right, it was like 10 or 15-year waiting list.
Yep.
So for the people who sold and burned up their Redskins tickets, if they're real, somebody just came up like, yes, nigga, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I finally got in because you ain't using your shit.
In Green Bay, like, you know, they're passed down in the family, so you really can't. It's hard to get a ticket to Green Bay because, you know, the city owns the Green Bay Packers. Like, yeah. It's like a publicly owned team, so they don't have an owner. You know what I'm saying? So you can pass your season tickets down. Like, your granddaddy be like, yo, I didn't have these tickets since 69, my nigga. Like, they're yours now. You know, you old enough, these your tickets. So, you know, it just depends on the actual arena or team or whatever like that.
It's just funny to see, you know, people so upset about this shit. If you take people, if you steal people from their land, you bring them over, make them slaves, separate them from their families, kill them, maim them. And then after you set them free, you go ahead and make legal injections so that they're still held behind, still incarcerated. Unfairly treated. You do that shit for about 400-500 years, and then when we say this flag ain't for us, you get upset. How is that possible?
Happened to me yesterday. I was at work. A white man asked me, "Hey, how do you feel about the players kneeling the flag?"
Oh my god! Please don't tell me you feel.
I said, "Oh, I did. I ate the bait up like a motherfucker. Call me catfish, goddamn." I said, can we be honest here? He's like, yeah. I said, I don't give a fuck about the flag. Ooh. You should have seen the look of horror on his face. He was just like, oh. he said something about, well, I mean, don't you think that's disrespectful to the vets? I said, when did the flag become a mascot for the military, dog? I said, when? I said, I thought the flag was the American flag. Well, it is, but it also symbolized the troops. I said, since when? I was like,
no.
I mean, he said, don't you think the troops? I said, no. The troops and the military don't own the flag, dog. I said, when the flag was made, we ain't had no military. So what you saying?
Right.
He was just like, I mean, he, I was like, see, what y'all don't understand is y'all getting a protest mixed up with disrespect the flag. I said, it has nothing to do with the flag or the military. I said, it's what he, I said, his little thing is about the injustice that we have in this country. Like, if the country, if we supposed to be a United States of America, why don't we feel united? Why do I feel slighted with the next white man beside me that we got equal stats, but we don't get an equal shake? So that's what I was trying to get him to understand, and I was just trying to make him understand from my eyes. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I was telling him, you know, steal some lines from Shannon Sharp. You ain't never have to get the Constitution ratified for a white man to get rights. We had to change the Constitution just for us to get civil rights. Just for us to be looked at as almost the same as you, my nigga. But 200 some odd years later, we still fighting the same fucking battles. So why should I give a fuck about this flag, dog? I said, I'd never stand it down. Never. Never.
It's always interesting to me that, you know, we get into this conversation about the flag and all this other bullshit when a lot of the people who joined the military joined the military, number one, to get the fuck out of the situation they were in.
Hell yeah.
Number two, to go to school and be paid.
Yeah.
And then when you start talking about the wars, this shit ain't had shit to do with our freedoms for a long time. Only freedom it had was for freedom for motherfuckers to keep getting rich and for us to drive. That's it. It's about oil. It's been about oil for at least the last 40 years.
Yeah.
It don't have shit to do with our freedoms or none of that shit. Depending on how you feel about 9/11, I'm just saying we went out searching for some shit and the only thing that we found was some more oil fields to burn up. I don't understand what the fuck's going on. And I'm not the most historically intelligent motherfucker in the world, but I do know this: we haven't had anybody on our soil ready to whoop our ass over anything else other than retaliation for the shit that we've done in other countries.
Yep.
So, you know, this whole thing protecting our freedoms and shit. A lot of people that I personally know in the military will let you know, nigga, I went to the military so I could go to school.
Yep.
That's what I went for. The fucking commercial came on at 11 o'clock at night after I got done watching some bullshit. And it was just before TV went off, and I signed up. That's why.
Yeah. Or I knew I wasn't smart enough to go to college, so I said, fuck it, I'm going to go to the military. I need some kind of job.
That's it. That's it.
Stability in my life.
That's how it works, man. So, I mean, you know, it was interesting to see this fallout. And, you know, with somebody who's not even watching football. Hey, this happened this weekend. So when we're out at SneakerCon, we ended up going to grab something to eat, and the only thing by me was a Hooters. Didn't even click. This is on Sunday. Didn't even click. We go at Hooters. 19 TVs all on NFL. I had all the sad face. I was like, oh, I didn't want to be here. I didn't want to be here.
All right. Did you watch?
There was games on. I can't remember anything that I saw.
You at Hooters. You're supposed to see nothing but titties and ass. So,
That wasn't even impressive either. Like,
which one did y'all go to?
This was out in Cumberland.
Oh, okay.
So it was out there by the Cobb County Galleria. It wasn't a lot out there. But even at that, like, so from when I watched football, it didn't even feel the same for me. Maybe because I don't have a team. But I was just like, eh. But the interesting thing about it is that each TV, out of all the TVs that were on, all of them focused on something during the anthem. I was like, this is so fucking stupid.
It was funny how, like, they made sure that they showed, like, the anthem and what niggas was doing. Like, even if they didn't show the anthem, they'd go back and show, like, what happened. But I was reading something interesting about disrespecting the flag and the flag rules. Uh-oh. You're never supposed to have the flag horizontal. So when they do that little whole field with the flag, that's disrespectful to the flag. If you have cups or napkins with the flag on it, that's disrespectful to the flag. If you have a shirt with the flag on it, that's disrespectful to the flag. What else? If you have a flag on a uniform, that's disrespectful to the flag. But you never hear nothing about that.
Hey, man. You know, we always, just like the Bible, we take it to make it fit our narrative.
They said kneeling is appropriate.
Yeah, because you're supposed to kneel for fallen soldiers and all that bullshit.
Yeah. So, I mean, what?
It's
people wrong.
Yeah, they don't know the rules
of their flag in their country. Like old 45 said, they're messing up our tradition. Who is our, my nigga?
Yeah, well, we know who our is.
Yeah, it ain't us. It's them.
It definitely ain't us, man. Yeah. So fuck Donald Trump. And I said Donald Trump. No, Donald Chump.
Okay.
That's that nigga new name. He's the son of a bitch. Switching gears, because I want to get off that shit. Real talk. I guess we got one more topic to tie into that. Curry skips the White House visit. This is kind of what sparked all this shit. So Curry, I don't even know how this shit started. I don't know if Curry said he's not going or if Trump just woke up one morning and was like, fuck this nigga. He was like, basically, you were invited to come to the White House because you won. You were invited to come to the White House. And since you're taking all day, the invite has been rescinded. and then it was like, well, Curry wasn't going anyway, so it's not whatever. And then that's what made the shit take off. That's what Trump decided to say, you know, and by the way, like, this all rolled into all this shit. LeBron called him a bum.
He said, you bum.
Like, right, first thing out of the tweet, you bum. You motherfucker bum. Wasn't coming anyway. How you gonna rescind some shit when he wasn't coming?
It was like my mama telling me, well, because you don't want no liver, you're not getting no liver tonight. Okay,
fine. Nigga, and it worked.
Yeah, I was gonna eat it anyway, motherfucker. Like, okay, cool.
Thank you. Shit. I never understood the idea of going to see the president after the win. Anyway, it's fucking sports.
Like, I mean, I guess back in the day, I guess this is what I used to think. Like, the president's so busy that he ain't even see the game, so they gonna come in to him and visit him. The way, like,
I would think that if you're the most powerful man in the world, that you can carve out one day and just be like, nigga, I want to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you got to have a Super Bowl party in the White House, nigga. That's lit. But, you know, whatever. It's one of those things that I was just like, okay, and it made me think of how trivial this shit is, that you won a championship, you're the best team in the world, allegedly, even though we only play ourselves, and then you get to go to the White House, you give him another free jersey for some more free shit, you get to take a picture as a team, and then you go home. I guess that's great on your list of shit that you want to do. I don't know. Whatever, fuck Trump again.
You have been to the White House, all right?
I haven't been inside, but I've been to. Yes.
Okay.
My pops is a cop, and he worked closely with the FBI and CIA and all that bullshit.
Whoa!
Got to go. We got to go.
That's
to
the White clearance House. Levels. Good gracious.
Yeah, you know, we got to go and do all that bullshit, that touristy bullshit in DC. Okay. We got to talk about shoes some more.
Oh, more shoe talk.
Big Baller brand redesigns the Zoe 2. Now, for people who don't remember, before the draft, Big Baller brand dropped the Zoe 2 shoe, and it was accepting pre-orders, and I think the low-end order was $495. The high-end order was signed acrylic and all this other shit was like $708. No, there was a middle one. There was a middle one that was like $600, and then the high-end was like $900.
Yeah.
Apparently, in production, because this wasn't in production first, they accepted people's money. And then in production, we had some superstars that bought 2 and 3 pairs, right?
Yeah.
In production, they found out that, hey, this shoe is heavy as fuck. It's not going to work. We got to do something new. So if you remember when this shit first happened, it said that we're not accepting any there's no refunds. There's no exchanges. All sales final. And now there's a new shoe. there's a ZO2 remix. That happened, and you didn't get a fucking choice. So if you paid $495 and up for the other shoe, fuck it. You're not getting that one. You're not getting the shoe that Lonzo Ball didn't play a game in. You're not getting that one. You might get the remix that he also hasn't played a game in.
He played in one of them. Remember the Summer League? He played that one game in them. Then he had a horrible game.
Was that his first game was trash?
Yeah, then he came out in the Nikes the next game. He had a triple-double. Then he came out in Adidas and had a triple-double. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so he might as well not play today. He should have played barefoot.
Yeah.
So now, so what they said is that for the people who ordered the first shoe, you're automatically going to get the other shoe unless you don't want it. And then contact us and we'll come up with alternative arrangements. Here's the problem. You already paid for a shoe that said no refunds.
Yeah. So what is the alternative arrangement?
I can get a lot of fucking sweatshirts, nigga. Like, if you don't want the shoe, we got 75 sweatshirts to send you.
All they have our logo. A gift card.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably what it is. We'll put a credit. You know, you can get a pair of slides and a hat. Fuck out of here. Yeah, this shit is all bad, bro. It was a kind of a cool idea for people saying alternatives. Like, I supported the idea. I didn't support the price point. I supported the idea of having your own shoe, figuring out your own way to do shit. But in light of the shit that's going on in NCAA, maybe I should just leave this shoe shit alone, man.
What's going on in NCAA? Besides Rick Pitino getting fired.
Well, that's what I mean. His ass got fired, but the reason he got fired is because the FBI came knocking on the NCAA's door and said, hey, we found out that you motherfuckers are funneling money. Basically, it's Adidas. You don't know about this, or is this for the people that you're saying what happened?
No, I read the blurb, but I didn't read the article.
So apparently, what was happening is that Adidas and a lot of the agents and coaches that deal with Adidas were giving kids money to sign with schools that recruit for Adidas, and they were giving them money, and then they were back paying it when they got to the pros. So, like, I think the dude's name is Bowen. I forget his first name. He's like number 14 recruit in the country. He went to Louisville. After he went to Louisville, somehow his family got funneled $100,000 into their account. What would happen is that once he goes and plays at Louisville, he goes pro, he would sign with such and such an agent, and he would sign with Adidas for his shoe contract and pay that money back. with interest. This shit got found out. So Louisville was on the books for this happening for years. That's why your boy got, you know, the real life Scarface. That's why his ass got canned. They got rid of the assistant, the athletic director. Michigan is out. They're also taking a look at Michigan. They're taking a look at Arizona. They're taking a look at North Carolina. They're taking a look at Kentucky. We're talking about corruption.
Mm.
And there's people with Adidas and Nike who are starting to get subpoenaed to find out what they know. All of this shit is because they can't play players. Players can't get money. Athletes can't get money. But these niggas is passing around loot. Yeah. So
I'm glad you didn't say Duke. You got those other bastards from down the road. Get them motherfuckers. They've been cheating for years.
Well, Duke, who's Duke with?
Duke is with Nike.
So they might be in the clear.
Yeah, we're clear.
They might be clear. It's apparently bad, and you know we're talking about federal time, so it's a lot of niggas gonna roll over. This ain't that little petty NCAA shit where you know we can get a slap on the wrist or you can get fired and picked up somewhere else. No, this is the FBI.
Yeah, they've been doing it for years though, swaying people to go like Sonny Vaccaro. That's what he, you know, he get people in his ABCD Adidas camps, and mm-hmm. he would steer them to Adidas schools and stuff like that. He was getting kickbacks for it, so I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying?
The Fab Five.
Yeah.
Big Ed used to, Big Ed bankrolled all of them cats.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be bad because you're talking about federal time. They're also talking about multiple death penalties. Death penalty means you're losing scholarships, you're losing TV contracts, your program, program's done, no playoffs, no home games. You might get to play the away games, but you have to play those just so, you know, the competitive clause. It's bad, bro. It's bad. And if you got Louisville out of the game, you got North Carolina out of the game, like if you got some of these schools out, that's going to change the landscape of sports for a while. And if I'm a kid, you know, you're looking at Bowen, who's a top 15 player, and he's suspended now. His career's done. Like, he got to go overseas or some shit now if he don't end up with federal time. Because now you fucked up, your parents fucked up. All this shit is bad, and here we are talking about LeVar Ball and the Big Baller Brand shoes, and shit. Sound like he skipped and missed out on a big problem. So you the real MVP this week, nigga?
Wow. They're saying that Patino funneled $100,000 of Adidas money to a family of player.
That's that Bowen dude I'm talking about.
Yeah, Bowen. Yeah.
So, you know, basically he signed with the Louisville. And like a couple days to a couple weeks later, the family account got $100,000 in it. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I don't think Bowen should have any repercussions for that shit. I've been playing, like, when they realize that you're going to be a star, or when they suspect you're going to be a star, you start doing AAU ball, which is a lot of traveling. You got to pay for 17 different uniforms, all this other shit, plus the money that whatever program it is, if it's a Nike camp or Adidas camp or shit like that. They have shoes that you get. All this other shit is being funneled in. And then you got to go to a high school. A lot of times they give you this bullshit-ass scholarship to switch out of your city to go play for another school. Christ the King or some shit. You go play for a school that has a contract that makes more money. You're still not getting shit. And then they start talking about college. And Adidas comes in or Nike comes in and they say, hey, look, we'll take care of your family. We'll slide you $100,000. Because if you ain't got no money, $100,000 is a nice little piece of change. We'll slide you $100,000 for just putting your name on a contract. You only got to play for a year. In the case of somebody like Kyrie, you only played for half a year. And then you get money? Why wouldn't you sign it? Why wouldn't you sign that shit? So here we are talking about Big Baller Brand, and these motherfuckers is being corrupt on the top level. But Big Baller Brand, LeVar Baller, he's wrong for doing what he does. Hey, man, get your paper, dog. Just make sure you put on a quality shoe. Because you're not going to get people for the $495 okie doke twice. If this first shoe is garbage, there's not going to be a second shoe.
This nigga was crowdsourcing money to make these shoes, bro. He took all the people money and made it. There was only one pair of shoes, and those are the ones that they had, man. I think that's what LeVar was doing, man. He got all these $500 for each, for how many shoes they sold. Then he had enough money to really produce the shoes, and now the rollout about to happen, man. So, you know.
Hey. The motherfucker making his money. I mean, this dude, you can follow him on Instagram, FBCC. He just made his own shoe, and they're not $4.95. So it didn't cost him that much money to make the shoe, and he showed you every step of the process from making the last to doing the leather to picking the materials. Like, he did all that shit, and it didn't cost that much. So I don't know what the fuck Big Baller Brand is doing, but it's none of my business. I ain't ordering them shoes, so fuck it. This is another story since we were talking about vets and shit earlier. Lady goes off on vet with PTSD in a restaurant. He had a service dog.
Yeah, PTSD dog.
In the restaurant. And the lady
big
said...
Big-ass Great Dane. It was in like some kind of seafood restaurant in Delaware. And Miguel had a big-ass Great Dane in the restaurant. And he was walking from table to table, talking to all the patrons in there. Of course, he probably was a regular in there. And then the dog was seated right beside her, and she was just like, she got tired of staring at the dog's butt while she was trying to eat, and so she went up to the counter and was saying something, and then the ladies and them, they was like, yo, you got a problem? And they just then it just went nuclear from there. And but funny part was, she was there with her husband, who was white, she was black. Her husband was white, and her husband just stood back and let her just take on all these people arguing with him. You ain't say shit. And that's why I'm like, nigga, that's your wife, nigga. Like, you supposed to, y'all back the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? She had took her kid outside, so her kid wasn't in there to see none of this go down. But her husband was just standing there looking so weak. And I was just like, how you going to let your wife take on 6-7 people just screaming at her, talking shit? Yeah, this shit was crazy, man.
It's like a three-minute video. Three-minute video is a couple things, right? So first of all, if you've never seen a Great Dane, them motherfuckers slobber a lot.
The motherfucker's big as hell.
They're big as hell. They're like the human-sized shits, but they slobber a lot. So my immediate thought when you said Great Dane in the restaurant is slobber all over my food.
Yeah.
And that's apparently what her thing was it's nasty to have a dog around food.
Yeah, because, it's dander in the air, all that crazy stuff. Like, I have a dog at home, but when I'm eating, I don't want my dog to be around me. You know what I'm saying? A, she just be looking at me, and two, it's like, you're a fucking dog. Go somewhere. I don't want to be bothered.
Now, I don't want to act like I pretend to know or I'm insensitive to PTSD at all. I'm not that dude. But if you have a policy where you allow service dogs, is there a section where they sit?
It should have been I feel like that. Like, if you got to, at least ask the patrons around, like, hey, you mind if somebody with a dog come over here? If you got a problem, you got to sit that person somewhere else. I don't give a fuck if he comes there every Thursday night and he sits in the same spot for the last 15 years. If somebody's in there is offended by the dog, you should be like, yo, you got to go over there. Because one day I was in Golden Corral. This was the last time I was in Golden Corral. The motherfucker had a dog in there. And I was just like, yo, I'm fucking done. Like, I don't want a dog in a restaurant, bro. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what the dog is in there for. I don't want a dog in a restaurant because, A, dog smell. You know what I'm saying? I give my dog a bath every week. My vet said you wash your dog too much, and I'm like, fuck that. My dog live in the house. She gonna take a bath every week. Like, fuck that shit. I'm not gonna deal with it because you take a dog outside and bring it back in, it just got that smell, and I can't. Nah,
smell
I can't.
Like outside.
Yeah, just iron and all. Nah, I'm not dealing with that. And I definitely, especially somewhere I'm paying to eat. They're like, well, you could have sat outside. I'm not going nowhere paying to eat, and I'm sitting outside. I can't do that. Only time I eat outside is at a cookout. If it ain't a cookout, barbecue, I'm not eating outside. Fuck that shit.
It's this service dog thing is one of I just started looking into it recently because we were talking about getting a dog. And for us, it was a way to get around the loophole of not being able to have a certain size dog in your apartment complex.
Yeah.
So for us here, there's like 17 breeds of dog you can't have in the complex, and it can't be over 45 pounds. But legally for Texas, if it's marked as a service dog, they can't say shit.
Yep. That's the loophole that people are abusing.
And so that's what happens is people get, because you can get a service dog just like you can get fucking weed in states that have medicinal weed. You can get a service dog for diabetes. You can get a service dog for sleep apnea, anxiety, anything. You can get a permit, and you can actually go online and fill the shit out and get a permit for a service dog. You pay him money. It's what it boils down to. You pay him money. And because it's marked as a service dog, if you keep your papers on you, you can pretty much take that motherfucker anywhere. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know if it was a vet that actually had PTSD, or if this is just a nigga that wanted a dog to go anywhere. But they can also fly in planes. So, like, the shit is different. Do you think she was wrong at all?
Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
I wonder how it started, though. Like, so did she say, excuse me, can you move? Or did she say, fuck that dog out of here?
The lady, when she went up to the thing, she said the lady had said something smart to her, like, do you have a problem with the dog or something? And she was like, yeah, I got a problem. This is a restaurant. And then the lady was like, oh, this is a PTSD dog. He's a veteran. And she was like, nigga, my daddy was a vet or whatever. She was like, white people love throwing that vet thing around. Like, y'all always want to, oh, he's a veteran. Y'all don't care about veterans. We have said this hundreds of times. You do not care. Just stop this fake outrage that y'all care about vets. You do not care. I see too many of them holding up brown signs with bad spelling. Homeless, hungry, former vet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish I could call Dr. Brace and ask him how he feel about this. He's a veteran. God damn it.
Most vets, I mean, and a lot of times, even when you try to do the little extra shit, you know, TV will prompt you into, you know, thank you for your service or paying for somebody's meal. And the vets be like, get the fuck out my face. Yeah, I didn't do this for you.
Yeah.
And that's real shit. Like, I've seen this video go around with the vets be like, man, I was doing this to take care of my family and do what I got to do. I didn't do this shit for you. I don't want no special treatment.
Yeah.
It's a touchy subject. Because, like I said, I don't want to be disrespectful to any vets. You put your life on the line for whatever reason you put it on the line for. You went and gave a part of your life for that shit. You gave up limb. One of my homies in the sneaker game is a veteran, and he damn near lost his life. He lost part of his leg. Another leg was mangled. One of his arms was fucked up. He had a lot of issues with that shit. One of the nicest people I know, so I don't want to disrespect him. You know what I'm saying? I know somebody personally who fought for the military to do this shit. But he will also tell you to get the fuck out of my face with the bullshit. He's not here for the bullshit. You know, if you decide you want to kneel, kneel. I'm not going to kneel, but kneel. That's his thing. I'm not going to do that shit, but I respect your right to do what you got to do. Fuck it. But this vet shit, the dog in the restaurant, I would personally, I don't want to see a dog around food, so I would probably just pack up my shit and leave. I'm not going to make a scene. I'm not going to, excuse me, get the dog out. I'll probably just be like, all right, check, please. And I've asked for check, please, in places that, you know, For other reasons, for various lesser reasons. So this dog it doesn't register major with me. Well, you know what's weird is when you get around a dog, you automatically want to pet the motherfucker, and then you go on to doing whatever the fuck he was doing. Like, no one thinks that maybe I should wash my hands or no shit like that.
I mean, certain people don't even wash their hands after they use the bathroom. So touching a dog is like, that's nothing.
Okay, can we discuss that real quick?
We can, because that's one of the most horrifying things I see on a daily basis.
So, like, are you alleging that someone, private parts that have been in their body, are dirtier than the goddamn handle that's in the bathroom?
I'm talking about somebody that, like, at least once a week, I witness someone in the bathroom taking a shit because you see pants around ankles. Mm-hmm. Get up. Well, I hope they wipe their ass. Maybe they don't wipe their ass. That's why they don't wash their hands.
Ooh.
Get up. Flush the toilet and walk straight out the restroom.
Okay.
And I'm like,
yeah, if you're doing a number two, that changes the game a little bit.
That's what, I mean, you know, everybody that pissed outside and not wash their hands might piss at home and not wash their hands. I mean, it just depends. You might be in a rush. I might have time to wash my hands real quick. But when you shit, you got to wash your hands, bro. I mean, you know, and that's why public restrooms are like, you see some of the most despicable behavior because one, I work somewhere with a public restroom, and by 9 o'clock in the morning, like we open up at 8:30, somebody in there shitting, and I'm just like, how the fuck you shitting early in a public bathroom? Like this shit is just blows my mind. Like, yo, where the fuck are you coming from that you need to take a shit this early, my nigga? Like, it's just, and then when they don't wash their hands, I just look at them, and then they leave out and they just be walking around the store touching shit, and I just be like, you nasty motherfucker. And yeah. I just, oh, God.
You got fecal matter all in your shit. Nothing makes you feel quite as uncomfortable as walking in and smelling somebody's shit.
Oh, man, that is the worst. I wonder what some people eat.
Right.
I'm like, bitch, did you eat a raccoon or a possum last night? Why the fuck do your shit smell like? I mean, they just been there. And then you just, Oh God, bro! Like it just like I just turn around. Like I don't even breathe when I go into the bathroom. Like if I'm chewing gum, I spit it out because I can't chew gum in a bathroom. I can't do it. I can't.
This should be bad, bro. I was at the airport waiting for the flight, and I walk in the bathroom, and I was like, nigga. Like, you in the bathroom and it's already like 15 stalls. So that means it's multiple people shitting. And you're like, bruh, like, how do you. You felt that shit before you got to the airport.
Bruh.
And you decided, I'm going to go ahead and do this shit in public. And then people piss all over the floor, in the back of the goddamn bathroom. I mean, don't understand it, bruh.
And the flip flop wearer like myself, that horrifies me, man. God. Like, I just be like, oh, God. Like,
You want to know where a clean bathroom was?
What's that?
Sneaker Con. Because niggas ain't getting their shoes fucked up with your pissy floor. I don't know if niggas was levitating over the toilets. I've never seen a bathroom that clean with 2,000 or 3,000 people in there.
Niggas watching.
I mean, these niggas is climbing up the walls to piss, bro. This floor is clean and dry in this bitch.
Damn.
This shit is amazing. So that you know, that brings up another conversation. I know we're going to finish up the show here in a second. I was watching last week for whatever reason. I think it was on Deezus and Meryl's show. And I can't remember the comedian's name. He's a Middle Eastern comic, and he was talking about using the bathroom. And he was saying how he goes to the bathroom. He once paid $30 to take a shit because he wanted to be able to take a shower. Yeah. So he didn't want to just use a regular bathroom. He wanted to go in, shit, take a shower. He's like, I don't wipe my ass. And they're like, what do you mean you don't wipe your ass? He's like, well, I don't want to paint my ass with shit. And I don't have any wipes, so when I take a shit, I get in the shower and I clean my ass. And I was like, we only do that shit here. Everybody else across the globe that I'm aware of in most developed countries have a bidet.
Yep. The Muslims, don't they, like, go to the bathroom with, like, a cup of water, and it just be water every motherfucking way.
I can't speak to that part. But the idea, like, if you, when you cleaning your baby, when you change the diapers, you clean their ass with a wet rag.
Yeah.
If you were to get shit on your arm, you wipe it off with something wet. Why do we shit and wipe our asses with just toilet paper?
Who does that? I have wet wipes in my house, all right.
Well, we got baby wipes, and I also follow the same rule. I get my ass in the shower.
Well, I mean, it depends. If it's a glorified, like, one of them sweating shits, yeah, I got to get in the shower. But if I just, like, you know what I'm saying, hit the tissue and the wet wipes, then I'm gone. I'm good to go, man. You know, you wipe till you don't see nothing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even stick your finger in the little hole a little bit. Just make sure you got the canal clean. Hold you know on, what I'm saying?
We can't rush past that. What?
I mean, you know, as Corey Holcomb said, your ass, Twizzler. You got to get your finger in there. That shit out, man. And I was just like, oh, he gave a name to it. I was like, oh, I thought I was the only one that did that shit. No.
I just get my ass in the shower, bro. Use the baby wipes and then get in the shower.
You put baby wipes in your toilet, dog?
Well, the toilet wipes, the same shit. I just call them baby wipes because that's what it is.
Baby, I mean, it's a thicker. And that's why I was like, yo, man, sorry. This shit going to be clogged the fuck up.
Nah, man, I just call them, you know. What are you supposed to call them? Bathroom wipes?
Wet wipes.
Wet wipes, I guess. I thought Wet Wipes was the brand. Wet Wipes is a brand. Okay.
So you, what do you call cotton swabs?
Cotton swabs is a Q-tips.
All right, then. That's the brand.
but I buy Q-tips.
Oh, you buy
Q-tips? Yeah, I don't buy the off-brand. I buy Q-tips.
Oh, I just buy cotton swabs. Equate. Yeah.
Nah, I don't do that shit because them motherfuckers be bending. You fuck around and break your ear and shit. I'm good on that. Give the
nothing people like a couple drops of peroxide in your ear, man. This shit is fucking amazing.
Wait, what?
You never put peroxide in your ear?
Why would I do that?
They clean it, get the wax out. My nigga, like, yo, next time, bro, before you do the Q-tip, bro, get you a couple drops of peroxide, sit it in your ear and let that shit fizz up and bubble up. And, yo, that shit feel like, man, this shit feel amazing. It's all right.
So you giving yourself a wet willy?
I mean, yeah, with peroxide.
It's the same thing.
And it bubbles, hey, it gets all that shit out of there, man. It bubbles up, it get warm, then you turn your ear over and get all that shit out, man. Because, you know, I have one waxy ear, like one. I don't have two waxy ears. I have one ear that gets waxy. I got to clean it out every 3 days.
Would you ever do, like, the earwax extraction shit?
I want to. I want to buy one of them irrigators so bad.
That shit is weird. Like, I think it was All Def Digital or something. They were showing people getting their earwax clean. And I don't think I would have to do that. I clean my ears too much. I don't think there's a lot of shit in there. So even when I do it, I'll be like, man, this Q-tip. I just wasted the fucking Q-tip, but it's a habit. I got that from my wife. She cleans her ears all day. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like relaxing. A nervous tick.
Yeah, it's a relaxing thing. I love, I'm one of them old school niggas. I use a bobby pin, nigga. Like,
Jesus, no.
Yeah, I use a bobby pin to get that shit out, nigga.
Man, nigga, you wait till you get an infected scratch or some shit like I did. Oh, my God. Hey, you had to go get that shit lanced.
Nigga just got over ear infection, so I don't know, man.
Nigga, I got that shit. I had to get that shit lanced. I apparently had a scratch in my ear, and I think I put one of them in the ear headphones in or some shit, and it was a wrap. Next thing you know, that bitch was damn near closed.
Damn.
I got infected. I was like, ugh. So I had to put that good old lidocaine in that bitch. Oh, nigga. I don't want them problems. But anyway, man, get the people the Coach Germ update, bro.
Yeah, for people, don't have to keep 100. Keep 100 has morphed into the Coach Germ update for the next 5-6 weeks, maybe. But yeah, Tom Brown Gladiators, we started our season last Tuesday night. Well, Tuesday night last Tuesday, a couple days ago. And we were victorious over the Country Club Cobras. Kicked their fucking ass. It was 21-7. We really could have scored more, but they started some ball control shit. They had the ball the whole fucking third quarter. Like, we only got the ball like once, maybe twice in the second half, but there was nothing this team could do to stop us. We scored every way possible. My guy from Taifa, he was the truth. That man was legit. He ran back a punt. He ran back a kick. Damn near had a 70-yard run. Well, he had like a 60-yard run. It would have been a touchdown, but he just told me he got tired. It was like a beast mode run. He was throwing niggas, tossing niggas each and every way. That shit was amazing, bro. I was just like, I said, that nigga, motherfucking beast. But yeah, so we starting out 1-0, getting ready for next week. I think we play like the Eagles, the Lee Park Eagles. So, you know, hopefully they getting ready to get that ass whooped. You know, I'm not getting cocky or nothing, but I know what I got on my team, and I don't think nobody got what I got. So, yeah. We did have like 3 kids get kicked off the team, quit the team, whatever you want to call it. One of them for grades. His mom said he had an F on his report card, so she took him off the team. He was my starting left guard, I believe, but he was easily replaced. Another kid, he was overweight. His mom made this big fucking, like, she acts surprised. Your kid get on scale, he 168 pounds. Like, damn. The weight limit 145.
Wait, so, and he's how old?
He's 9 or 10. I'm going to say he's 10.
Holy
maybe.
Shit.
Yeah, he was like 168 in equipment. So she was like, oh, ain't no way all them kids make weight and mine didn't. I was in my head like, mom, like, you know.
He's the biggest nigga out here. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not the only kid that didn't make weight. So she, and then, you know, she asked me how much he weighed, and I told her. She's like, why'd your other coach say this? I said, 153, 158. Like, it's still more than 145. What are we arguing about here? Like, you know what I'm saying? So she gets upset, calls the people of the city. Said her son told her that somebody upstairs, when he was getting reweighed without the pads, said they was picking on him because he was big and said his belly was big. And that's why, like, that was a lie. But, you know, she tried to get the person in charge in trouble because she didn't know, you know. But anyway, so that was bullshit. Then I had another kid quit yesterday. His mom took him off the team because he didn't get to run the ball.
First game.
Do you know how depth chart works? I got 5 running backs better than your son. Your son was going to never run the ball, okay? You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Your son was 6 on the depth chart at running back. So he ain't getting no tick, mom. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
what would he have played? What was his other position?
I put him in where he started at wide receiver, though. So he was like my slot back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? He played, so you was upset because he didn't run the ball. But he been out there practicing with y'all since the summer workouts, and I just think he should have ran the ball. Mom, you don't know how football works. The better man plays, okay? Like, I'm not going to, you know, put somebody out there that ain't ready. So, not happening. So that was that. So now my numbers are whittling down. We're getting close to my magic number, which is 26. That is the ideal number of kids I want on my team. We got like 28 now, so 2 more need to go. Hopefully we don't lose anybody that I really, really, really need. But, you know, we're moving on. So hopefully next week have another update. I'd be happy like this. We'd be 2-0. My coach not gonna, my assistant, my OC not going to be there, so I got to call the plays this week.
Oh, shit.
I got it, I was the other day, it hit me that I was Fred and he was Mauricus.
That shit hit me
like I'm Fred. Like I was like, God damn, I'm Fred.
Like, man, don't be Fred, bro.
Him. I was like, man, keep it simple, man. I was just like,
you turned into Fred on this nigga, man. God damn.
Like, so yeah, I'm Fred. He Mauricus, man. So yeah.
God damn. Hey man, before we get into our winners and losers and wrap up the show, I want to say that last week someone on my list added me to the beard group on Facebook. I don't know who did it. I didn't look around, but apparently this group is popping.
No, and this crazy thing about this group, it's started in my city, but it's like everywhere. They say it's a lot of thirst traffic going on there, naked pictures. Like, yo, like, I mean, I might want to be in the group just to see what's going on. If any ladies throwing anything, you know, out there, I might want to see it, you know, because I am a voyeur. So, you know, it's all right. Hit your boy up, man. Add me to the group, man.
I already left.
God damn it. Was GQ in it? Because he just sent a picture telling me something. When you're posting the beard group, hits 900 likes. I'm saying, but you ain't fucking nothing.
Damn. Holy shit. Hey, that was the reason I brought it up. So GQ got 900 likes. I thought GQ was a taken man.
He's not taken, I don't think.
I don't know, man. GQ, you have to respond. I know you listen to the show. So let us know.
We got some mail, so all right.
Come on, man. Don't do that. We already we got know. Come on, man. Don't read that long ass shit.
I'm just going to give y'all this. Look, we got some mail in the inbox. Somebody wants some advice. You know what I'm saying? Say, what's good, Fro family? Got a question that only the livest crew on the podcast crew could answer.
I told you, like, there's no reason reading this bullshit.
I'm working on putting together a young professional mixer for a conference.
We already know what this is.
There's a young professional group that I know of in my city that I reached out to and helped make sure we get bodies in there. I reached out to there. See, there and there is wrong. Who is this guy? Contact on GroupMe. We talked on there and discussed details. A mutual friend of ours hit me on Snap saying that her friend told her she was excited to be doing a project. I thought it was a little weird, but whatever. Went on back to GroupMe and she asked, can we meet in person to discuss further? I said, sure. Then she gave me her number because she said she checks her phone more than GroupMe. My question is she flirting or nah? Help me out, fellas. Peace. Anonymous, a.k.a. P.R.P.O.P. So whoever Pop is, for Pop, let me give you my advice. You might be reaching here. She might just be, hey, about her business and say, hey, give me your phone number because I don't like this checking GroupMe shit. Don't jump out there too fast because you might, you know what I'm saying, blow your load before there's a need to blow that load. So I'm going to be on the fence and say, I wouldn't say just yet she's trying to flirt. You know what I'm saying? Because some people just throw their number out there all willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so, you know, you don't know how many niggas got that number, G. I mean,
Freud, you edit that out, right? I edited
shit. 328, man.
I edited shit. I feel like, yes, it's flirting, but I feel like a lot of shit is flirting when it's men and male and female, and I don't think that necessarily means that you get to smash. Flirting, in other words, flirting is regular currency of relationship between sexes, and I don't think it means shit. I'm pretty sure I flirted with 17 or 18 women at SneakerCon this weekend. It didn't mean shit. Mm-hmm. There was no after actions. There was no, oh, maybe she's feeling me. It was just a flirt, and we kept the fuck moving. At the mansion party, there was a lot of flirting conversations going on, and niggas left with the same people they came with. It's not a problem. So someone flirting with you, so what? Shoot your shot or don't worry about the shit.
Exactly.
It's regular shit. Winners and losers this week. Who's your winner this week?
My winner, man, LeBron James, for calling 45 a bum and not being scared of the establishment. It's like, yo, LeBron, like, yo, I got a $900 fucking million. What these niggas can do to me, bro? I'm going to speak up. So shout out to LeBron. My other winner, I think I had another winner, which was it? My other winner was... Nah, ain't got no other winners.
My winner this week would be Rhapsody for releasing her album, Layla's Wisdom. It's actually a dope album, but I'm a big Rhapsody fan. I may be biased. Make sure y'all go check that out. She got some good tracks on there, man. And she got the boom bap. So this ain't all the harmony shit that Ninth Wonder did. This is definitely some boom bap tracks on here. So check that out if y'all get a chance. Who's your losers this week?
My loser this week. Atlantic Records.
Atlantic Records. In 2017, why are they a loser?
They gave the Catch Me Outside Girl a record deal.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I hate to say it, I listened to one of her songs and it was...
Shut up. Shut up. Don't say that shit.
It was ice. All right.
You're telling me a week after Cardi B gets the number one album in the country.
Shout out to Cardi B, number one album.
Catch Me Outside also has a record deal.
Yes. What you gonna do outside of that? I mean, Cardi B got to come back with another single. Like, you just can't be Bodak Yellow because, you know. I also was a winner this week. Me. Because I made a comment on Vice, on a Vice post, and I got like, I feel like it's all right, man. I got like 500 likes on my comment, bro. Like,
Why do you feel like me?
Because remember the time you said you made a comment on somebody's post, you got like 1,000 likes, and your phone was just like, lang, 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 lang.
Oh, that was on Lovey's post, yeah.
On Lovey's post, yeah, yeah. And it's like, I put white people into some of my vernacular, and they loved it. It was like, yo, I've never heard that before. Because it was a post about where a guy comes, says a lot about him, you know, and they was giving like, if he comes in his hand, if he comes on your back, if he comes on your chest, if he want to come on your face, if he comes on your thigh, you know what I'm saying? Little stuff like that. So, but the only option was missing. I was like, whoa, where's the shoot the club up option? Oh, boy, people love that shit right there. My phone's still chirping from that motherfucking goddamn comment. So, yeah.
Did you give the appropriate credit for that?
What you mean?
Okay, I'm going to leave it alone.
Whoa. Now it's all right. Put it out there in the open, it's all right. Credit to who?
Where did you get shoot up the club?
We've been saying that for like 3 years.
Where did you hear it from?
I heard it from a girl on the street down here, and I laughed when she said it. I was like, yo, that shit live. I'm taking it.
So you
like,
didn't get that from Charlamagne the God?
Hell no. Hell no. Uh-uh. I heard it from a young man. Hell no. Nah, I ain't know. Charlamagne did not start that. Uh-uh. New. I can't do that.
Uh-uh. Not see the God. Mm-mm. Who are my losers this week? 45, Donald Trump, obviously a loser. Dwayne Wade is a loser this week.
How are you a loser?
So Dwayne Wade reached a buyout with the Bulls. I think his first season he made like $23.5 million. Mm-hmm. The Bulls paid him, I think it was $13 million for him to get the fuck away.
I would do the same.
And then he took $2.5 million or $2 million to go play for the Cavs. This is starting. Huh?
How's he a loser?
It's starting to look a little bad for your legacy, man. You just can't be. You've done too much greatness to be this guy. Don't be this guy, man.
I mean, Dwayne Wade had a good 5-6 seasons.
Come on, man. It's a Hall of Fame career. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
5-6 seasons.
He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's got 2 rings. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Robert Horry got 7.
And Robert Horry's in the Hall of Fame.
Is he?
Yeah.
Robert Horry's in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Let's look it up.
Fact check.
Let's check it out.
I don't think Robert Horry there. But, I mean, it's easy to get to the NBA, to the Basketball Hall of Fame because, right, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I mean, you saying it, but I'm like, okay, he's in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, anybody can get in, but let's not call it a Hall of Fame career. I mean, D-Wade was nice for like 3-4 years, but, you know.
As of 2013, which is all these things are coming up, he is currently not in the NBA Hall of Fame.
He probably just retired 2 years ago.
That's also true. He's in the Alabama Hall of Fame, but he's not in the NBA Hall of Fame. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
Alabama Hall of Fame.
Alabama Hall of Fame. I mean, he's there. I'm not saying it's greatness. I'm not saying that, you know, he's a force. I'm just saying that it happened.
He's a force in Alabama.
Well, there you go. That's where 45 made those comments. So I don't know how good that holds up. But Wade, I don't want Wade to go off as that guy. Like, I understand. Go ahead.
He is that guy.
I don't want him to be that. Like, I understand not going back to Miami like everybody wanted you to, because the reason you left Miami is because they didn't want to give you the money. So why would you go back for less money? Fuck that. I wouldn't go back either, but I just don't want you to be that guy, because LeBron's got another 3 or 4 seasons. I don't want you to follow him again next season. I just don't want you to be that guy. That's all I'm saying. So for right now, you're my loser. Oklahoma City is also my loser.
For what?
Because they made a trade and they got Carmelo Anthony.
They gave away nothing for Carmelo.
Right, but now you got Carmelo Anthony, Paul George, and Westbrook. Take a guess how many shots a game those guys average. Just those three.
25 plus each.
They're each right around 20. So that's 60 shots. That's 60 shots that y'all got to figure out. Fuck the rest of the team. That's 60 shots. Oklahoma City, look, I love y'all. Good job. But coming out of the West, there's nothing you can do as long as that team in Golden State is together.
True.
There's nothing you can do.
You got to put up some kind of resistance. You can't let just run all over everybody. So, I mean, I like what Oklahoma City's doing. I mean, you know, I'm glad Melo's out of New York. I mean, you know, I mean, now you're in the shithole Oklahoma City. No respect to anybody in Oklahoma City. But I'm sure the nightlife in Oklahoma City is garbage. Just, you know.
It's not too far from Dallas, though. So, I mean, you could drive to Dallas or some shit.
Dallas?
Yeah.
I got to cross state lines to have some fun.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. And?
All right. Well, how am I going to get back from Dallas? I done had a night at the club. I got some buns with me. Like, yo, I got to get a room and all that. Like, nah, bro.
You can fly. It's Oklahoma City.
All right. I can't fly after the club.
It's a 3-hour. It's a 3-hour drive, which means it's like an hour flight. 50-minute flight, 30-minute flight. Just get your little private jet. You rich? Just hop.
Oh, private. Oh, okay. I'm talking to the normal, not the all right people. I'm talking about like the King Jern people. That's normal people.
Man. It's a 3-hour drive.
Okay, so you talking about some getting in jets and shit and all that? Like
I'm speaking for Carmelo. I'm speaking for Carmelo.
Carmelo. He back with Lala, right?
He's trying. Like, I don't think she's back yet. He's trying.
She ain't with that Oklahoma City. Like, she could, like, fuck that nigga. We ain't getting
back. Yeah, she's definitely going to be like, I'm staying.
She's like, whoa, Dallas. What happened to Houston? She's like, what happened to Houston?
Everybody's like, what happened to Houston?
She was like, I was willing to go to Cleveland, but Oklahoma City, nah, we ain't getting back together, man. Hell no. Nah.
Yeah, that shit is, I mean, but it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. You want to tell Westbrook, Carmelo's also a dominant player. Paul George can probably play the two. Play the two. I can be the
three.
No, I don't. That's what I mean. I don't mean position two. I mean, he can be the Batman. He can be the Robin to your Batman. Huh. I think he can do that. Carmelo's not going to do that.
He's going to have to. He's going to have to see that. You're not Hoodie Melo no more. You're not. You're Shit. Carmelo who we just got. We traded for bums. Like,
when they asked that nigga about coming off the bench, the nigga laughed.
Yeah.
He was like, bitch. He damn near said it.
Come off the bench. He knew that.
Hey, that shit. How did that work out for Allen Iverson? Remember when
Iverson? Look, he thought he was something that, you know, he still thought he was an AI from '97.
That's what Carmelo thinks, nigga. 99. Carmelo thinks he's still Denver Nuggets Carmelo.
I mean, he might still. I mean, Melo had flashes of brilliance last year. I think.
Stop it. We gotta stop with.
Didn't watch much NBA last. I mean, Knicks didn't made it. If you ain't made the playoffs, I didn't see you do shit. So I'm just be honest.
He's the same dude he's always been. He's still averaging about 20 points a game. The end. He doesn't do shit else. Five boards, maybe. Two assists if you're lucky. Three assists. That's it. That's what he does. All he does is shoot. And if he gets behind the arc, he's horrible. And you got to share shots with Paul George, who also averaged like 25 points a game, and Russell Westbrook, who we know what the fuck he did last season.
He had no help, though. He had to do that shit.
You think how do you go from that to this?
I mean, shit, he did the same. Look, if you look at the stats, the last year KD was there, he damn near averaged a triple-double there, and he was just two assists short. So that's why I was like, it was either two rebounds or two assists short, but he almost averaged a triple-double with KD. So, I mean, like...
Make sure shit look a lot better when you got somebody knocking down shots instead of that's not Carmelo or Paul George. I'm just saying. Neither one of them niggas are Carmelo.
It's all right as a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying, Oklahoma City, you niggas is hype as fuck right now. Be easy. You still got to come out the fucking West. And as long as them niggas in the West is together, you hang that shit up. The Cavs allegedly might be making the move to get Boogie. So if they trade their number one pick and get Boogie, you got Wade, Love, James, and Boogie coming off. Hey, that's a nice looking squad.
Isaiah Thomas.
Well, Isaiah Thomas is not playing until January.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah, he's fucked up. I don't even know how that trade went through. He's fucked up. Yeah. They're hoping.
Yeah, they threw him something else. They're like, we know you sent you some bad product, but they did too.
They're saying that they hope he can play in January, nigga.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
You got Derrick Rose, too, who's, I mean, between the three of them, they got what? I think Derrick Rose played the most games. He played like 70 games last season.
Got Brand Stark on their team.
Hey, man, look, you still got Tristan Thompson to figure out why he's making $15 million a year. It's a good-looking team, but as long as that team in the West is playing, hang that
you
shit
just got to make it out of the East, man. Make it out of
Well, you're going to do that. You're going to do that.
Yeah.
Word to Kyrie.
Yeah.
But that's it, man. You want to give our shout-outs so we can get up out of here?
Yeah, man, my shout-out, man. First, I'm going to give y'all a little proverb that, I wake up every morning and I see this, and I think it might can help some of y'all. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must outrun the fastest lion or it will be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle or it will starve. It doesn't matter whether you're the lion or the gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running, goddamn it. So
it's not bad. I won't poke holes in it. That's not bad.
What? Poke holes in it's all right.
Well, I mean, lions eat more than gazelles. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying.
you eat more than gazelles. Like, you just change. Fuck that fast gazelle. I'm going to find another weak, maimed animal. I get it. I get it. I'm just saying. They eat more than gazelles.
So, Sarai telling me my every morning proverb is fucked up. Now, God damn it, man.
I'm just saying. When you don't include adapting into your scenario, I don't know about that scenario. That's all. Get shout outs, man. I didn't mean to shit on your proverb, man. Give me shout outs.
Shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to Ruler myself. Shout out to Dr. Brace and everybody at the Dr. Brace Network. Again, Mr. Wash, when will Florida State get a win?
Wow.
When? Y'all ain't won since December 31st of 2016.
Wow.
The year is 2017. Y'all ain't put a W on the board yet. Y'all the only team in the state of Florida without a win. Y'all making us look bad, bruh. You're making us look bad, all right? So shout out to Mr. Y, shout out to Dr. Brace and everybody over at the Dr. Brace Network. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Pepe J from B-More. Shout out to any Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to RT3, the eternal shout out.
For sure.
Shout out to Rick James, bitch. And anybody else that fuck with us anyway, the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out, shout out, shout out. Oh, yeah, shout out to Tracy May for her for the challenge. I'm not going to say it because they say we say that word too much on here, but it was pretty dope. She slid on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to make one next week. I'm going to have my for the cat challenge. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know, yeah. I'm going to be off tomorrow. So I'm pinning my shit tomorrow, man. I might just go ahead and drop it tomorrow, but I'm doing one. You know what I'm saying? My shit going to be live.
I did the for the kicks challenge.
Oh.
I did a sneaker one.
Okay, that's pretty dope.
I'm not saying it was dope. I just did it.
No, I'm saying the idea. I don't know how to rap. I really want to hear Saul Wright rap, man, because I think Saul Wright got some good flows.
You got 4 seconds. We can play this shit right now.
4 seconds?
Well, I mean, you know, it's about 30, no, 30
about
seconds.
Say, that's short, man. I was about to say, yeah.
Let's play this shit real quick for the people.
Cut my throat for the kicks. At least use the pick with the fist in this shit. Lose some weight for the kicks. Drop a few pounds, get fly in this bitch. Waiting live for the kicks. Camping all night or catching flights for the kicks. Buy new clothes for the kicks. I mean, same clothes, different colors for the kicks. Drive around for the kicks. 12 miles in the gallon, searching town for the kicks. Life choices for the kicks. Insurance and bills paid or the kicks. Get Duggies for the kicks. Punt a bet, kick a kid, chokey for them kicks. Catch a case for them kicks. Full-time life on the run for them kicks. Nah, I mean, I love talking kicks, but you're not gonna have me jail for no kicks, nah. I rep J's just a bit. Don't sleep. Negro League. Black and proud of my kicks.
So that's what I did, man. I little channel had to do that shit.
Okay. That's dope, though.
Hey, man. It was something. It was about 900 takes. And
You write it?
Yeah, I wrote it.
Freestyle.
No, I wrote it, man. I couldn't freestyle.
Okay, so that's why I was trying to freestyle on one. Because, you know, all week long I've been riding the car, like, just saying little shit. But I was like, I got to write it down. Because sometimes I hit a nice line. I was like, dang, I ain't going to remember that. You know, it was the time I smoked a blunt or two. I done forgot that shit. But tonight, hey, tomorrow, I'm getting me a beat tape, a half ounce. And my butter cat challenge will be ready, nigga. I don't know if I wanted to be football themed or what, but I think the football thing would be dope. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, man. Yeah.
I just want to hear, because I think we've only heard, did we hear you rap or did we hear B-Eazy rap
on the front? Just B-Eazy rap. Never heard me rap before in my life, man.
I want to hear Jerm rap, so hopefully we'll have that for next week for the show. This has been another episode of Frocast. We got shit to do, so we'll holler at y'all next time. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting here with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all next time on episode 273 of the Frocast from NappyAfro.com. And buy a shirt, bitch. We out.
Yeah, I've been buying them. We just sold like 3 shirts in the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's a bunch of cokes. We got a fucking six-pack around this bitch now.
I'm doing the Ezekiel Elliott thing right now. We eating over here, bitch.
Woo! We out. Peace.
Yeah, peace.
Good shit.
Yeah, man. Nappy Afro.